Is that on purpose?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay.
I was just getting all of my touching things out before. No. The sun is shining, but we stay inside. Oh, but we go out at night. Staying looking for a better life. Oh, but we go out at night. Put up curtains, walk out the light. Oh, but we go out at night. And we stay in bed till we feel alright. Oh, but we go out.
Hello and welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 606. Oh, hi. Yeah. Tyler Dryblatt hasn't been up in 3 days.
Yeah, tell me about it. Oh, man. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Brews Day Tuesday podcast. It's another Ginsburg episode. Hey, Ginsburgs.
Hello.
Hello.
What do we got going on? What's up over there? What are you drinking?
Those are a few different questions. Do you want to just pick one?
Yeah, you know, whatever. Whatever. Dealer's choice.
All right. What are you drinking?
What am I drinking?
Oh, thank God you chose to answer that one. Thank God.
He doesn't want to know what we've been up to.
I would have been fucked.
I have Microphone Brewing's Drunken Lullaby, Irish Milkshake India Pale Ale with vanilla, lactose, and coffee. I don't know what an Irish milkshake is supposed to be. It's green.
It's green.
Surprise.
So it's supposed to be like the Shamrock Shake.
Well, it's vanilla and coffee, so maybe it's supposed to be like Irish coffee vibes, but like...
Does it say anything about mint?
It's extremely green.
I don't think it's minty. It's... Oh, yeah, this is like slime.
It looks like slime or
green. I feel like
I'm
on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, it looks like slime or green.
It smells like coffee, which is off-putting with the color.
Yeah, what a bizarre combination of sensory inputs.
Huh.
And it's an IPA?
It's an IPA. It's 7.5%.
What the fuck is that?
This is going to be a journey, I think. I've already been on a journey. I wasn't expecting it to be green.
I can't tell if this is such a bad idea that it feels like it's poorly executed, or if it's a bad idea and it's poorly executed.
It kind of tastes like a coffee IPA. But it also kind of tastes like a coffee stout because a coffee IPA is not a thing.
Yeah, that's I don't...
And the cognitive dissonance of the color of this beer. I feel like I need to take a picture and email it to you so you can put it in the show notes.
Yeah. Why?
I can just Google image green. So.
I think the only reason they made this an IPA is so that they could make it green. Because that flavor profile is just begging for like porter or stout, you know?
Yeah, but why didn't you just make a green IPA that's not coffee?
I agree with you, pal.
Opaque.
I think it's cloudier now. I think you might have had something sitting on the bottom.
There might have been more sludge. It was already pretty opaque, but like there's a print on this glass and you can't tell.
Yikes. Well, I have Black Hog Brewing Company's Choosy Moms Imperial Stout with Peanut Butter. And it's got the GIF colors on there, so
yeah.
You know, that's what they're going for. Did I say 10% already? Imperial Stout, peanut butter, 10%. Jet black, thin, coffee-colored head, similar bubbles. Smells kind of like, I don't know, like toffee peanuts or something like that.
Hmm.
Huh. This tastes a lot like a peanut butter cereal, like a peanut butter crunch, or like a what's the other one that I'm thinking about?
Reese's Puffs?
Yeah, Reese's Puffs, something like that. That's kind of what this tastes like. It's pretty good. It doesn't really taste like Jif, although I guess they didn't say it tasted like Jif. They just said it was Imperial Stout with peanut butter. And it tastes peanut-like. It just really makes me think more of like a peanutty cereal. So, yeah. Samuel?
Do you ever have peanut butter toast crunch? It's like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but if peanut butter?
I don't think I ever have, no.
It ruled. I don't know
if
it's so many.
That sounds right.
I have Evil Twin collabing with Equilibrium. Even more, straight out, the Marshmallow Laboratory. Triple IPA with marshmallow.
What? Why?
Double dry hopped with Citra.
What are people, like, stop making these whack-ass IPAs. The IPA field is tapped out. Go somewhere else.
Smells good.
I know. I want them to go back to making the weird IPAs, because they've just started making stronger and hoppier IPAs, and I want them to do weird stuff with those instead of sours, so that every time I'm on the show, I don't have to have a weird sour or a pastry stout.
This is kind of good.
Nice. Okay. All right. What does the marshmallow do to it?
Some sweetness and like, it's not creaminess, but it makes you think creaminess. If you're not paying attention, it's creamy. Oh,
like, so is it kind of like a creamsicle type dealio?
A bit. It's not fruit forward enough to go full creamsicle. Yeah. Like there's definitely some fruity hops here, but it would need more of that, or like an infusion of orange or pear or something to get to creamsicle.
Now, Emily, you looked more like you were displeased with it, which supports what I was saying. So can we get some comments from you?
No, I liked it very much. The face I was making was that I'm mad. I went to Steve's today and picked out 12 beers, and we did a draft. So we each ended up with 6, and that was his first pick, and I was mad that I hadn't made it my first pick.
Well, you got the first pick, so you could have picked it.
I could have, but...
Now I forget what you picked.
I think it might have been this weird green beer.
Oh, well... You selected that over this, so I don't know what to tell you.
Yep. I made a choice.
Mistakes were made.
I probably would have picked that if you hadn't taken it early, honestly.
I have regrets. I'm a woman steeped in regret.
I know, you're married to Sam. I got him. Speaking of regret, 13newsnow.com. This brewery probably regrets trying to open up where they did. Armed Forces Brewing Company says it will leave Norfolk, I believe. It's in Virginia. That's how they pronounce it. Due to fallout from the, quote, local woke mob. So these guys, there's not much about the actual brewery, to be honest with you. But they face significant local opposition since... one of their shareholders, a man named Robert O'Neill, shared a whole lot of anti-LGBTQ statements online, like calling gay folks pedophiles. And so folks were like, we don't really want this brewery around. And so they demonstrated and tried to get their permit canceled. The permit was not canceled, but the brewery is like, you know what? People hate us so much, we're probably not going to be able to sell any beer here. So they're heading out.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. This seems like the system working to me.
Yeah. Yep. This rules.
Now, this seems like a time that one might say, bye, Felicia. But I don't know where bye, Felicia came from. I feel like I've only ever heard references to it. I don't know what the original is. And I don't want to use it if it's like, you know, belongs to another culture or something.
Well, let's do a quick Google. By Felicia origin. Yeah, there we go. It originated... Oh, really? Huh. It originated from the 1995 movie Friday.
Huh.
So, I think it is from another culture, Samuel.
So I won't say it, but I'll take it.
I guess. From what I understand... No such thing as
thought crime!
Not yet. Not yet, baby. But not according to Armed Forces Brewing Company. They'd probably say they were victims of thought crime or whatever.
Farewell, Felicity. See, now I'm doing my own. This is mine and I made it up.
Farewell, Felicity. That's like a GoBots type deal.
Yeah, for sure.
So like I said, it doesn't say much about like the actual brewery or like the, I don't know, any of the other stuff, just that this one guy was a douchebag. But the fact that they put out a statement saying that the woke mob chased them out makes me feel like the woke mob made a good decision here.
You going to send this to your dad and see if he gets upset?
I'm not going to do that.
Okay. Well, in fairness, I'm not going to either.
I will.
You're gonna send it to your dad?
Yes.
My dad?
Whatever works best.
Neither one really makes sense.
No, neither one makes sense. Yeah, no, I mean, I have no complaints here.
Yeah, nature's healing.
Okay, well, that was something. Three Stacks, as usual, is looking at her phone, refusing.
Have you just found a different article about the same thing?
Yeah, that's
better,
found
probably.
A different article about the thing.
I love the fact, Three Stacks, that you think it's going to be better for you to educate yourself more, which leads you to saying not a goddamn thing. Which is, it's a wonderful, like, self-fulfilling prophecy. You're like, I can't say anything because I don't know anything. And then you just read for the entirety of the show.
I just wish you would do this in our personal life more.
She got to look up, she has to research a good comeback to that.
There just wasn't a lot to say, but, you know.
Yeah, not about this article, but we've been doing this for 10 years.
I have to know the facts. I'm not funny.
You have to know the facts so that you can't make a statement.
Well, there was a brief period where Zach insisted on getting the articles ahead of time, and that didn't last long. Cause,
yeah, what? Cause, for like two episodes?
Yeah.
Because it required him to be available more than 45 seconds before the episode started?
It, more because it required the articles to have been selected more than 2 minutes before the episode started. But should we make an effort to send the articles to you ahead of time?
No, it's fine. I'll just try to be funnier.
Yeah, I mean, this is not a smart show.
Right. You know, you could say whatever. Again, your standards are too high. You don't have to be knowledgeable. You don't have to be funny. You just have to make sounds out your mouth.
I think I'm worst at. Sam's computer flashed. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, let's move on.
Cut out those abject horror.
I mean, those were sounds out your mouth. I can't. You did what I said. What did it flash? Just like
just black.
Oh, I thought it was like Lemon Party Styles or something over there. The way you reacted.
It's not a Lemon Party without Big Dick.
It's old dick.
Well, I like mine.
I guess I don't think I looked carefully enough at Lemon Party to see if any of them were particularly well endowed. What sticks out to me about Lemon Party is not the girthiness.
Lots of stuff sticks out at Lemon Party.
Sticks in. It was not the girthiness of them, but the oldness of them is really the defining feature in my book.
You can just say no comment.
No comment.
All
right. Maybe it's just me.
Do you want me to Google it and do my research? No.
Now that
I'm
would
not
be funny.
Doing it. I know
that
better.
That would be funny.
Have you ever seen it, or are you just aware of what it is?
I haven't seen it. I am aware of what it is.
Honestly, on the list of like trap memes, it's pretty low down. Like it's not that big.
We're not talking about glass ass over here.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's not that big of a deal. I've still never seen Two Girls, One Cup, which I'm pretty happy about.
Same.
Well, the thing is that it's a video.
Right.
So, like, you can't, like, get pranked with it.
That's true. Not in the same way you get goatsied.
You can identify it and turn it off as opposed to still image.
Like, that's true.
You get goatsied.
That's true. Yeah.
Indeed.
We're making progress. So what have y'all been up to? What's going on over there?
Well, jack shit, Tyler. And I prayed to the only God that I have any respect for, and luckily he emailed us.
Hold on. Before we get into Tim's thing, Speaking of things from previous episodes, I looked up how Paul Rubens got caught jacking off, and it was.
We'll get into that a little. Well, not the specifics on it, but the
it
jacking
was,
off we talked.
It was just, like, a Vice dude sitting in the porno theater. Just, like, undercover, just watching people jack off.
So did he get everyone in the theater, or did he see a famous guy?
He was, like, getting... So, apparently what he was doing was, like, noting when, like, if they were jacking off, and then when they walked out, like, he'd like, radio it to his partner or whatever, and when they walked out, they'd get arrested.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, man. Our tax dollars at work.
You can't even go jerk off in a porn theater anymore. Anyway, what does Tim have to say?
Well, he has a lot of stuff to say. He's responding to, I think, maybe like 4 or 5 episodes worth of stuff all at once in bulk. Because if I know Tim, he had a manic episode and listened to them all in a row.
I was going to say he batches. You know, he's doing things effectively. But
So his email is split into 3 chapters.
Okay.
Chapter 1, beer things. He had the Costco Hell's Lager, which I completely forgot that we had discussed.
Yep.
Better than Hams, but not twice as good as the cost would imply. But he recommends getting a membership specifically for allergy pills, which is an interesting call out.
Okay.
And then he also recommends the hot dogs, which are great, but you don't.
Everybody knows.
You wouldn't eat them. But the pizza's good too, and you would eat that.
Don't you not need a membership to get the hot dogs?
Depends where you go. Oh. They're changing things. They talked about it on Doughboys.
Oh. You previously didn't. But it seems like they're cracking down on
I think too many people were going in just for the loss leader, and when you only have people going for the loss leader, you take a loss.
Fair enough.
He says he hasn't had a stout that he thought was too thick, and he makes an interesting observation here, because I was talking about how my Goldilocks zone doesn't have a max as far as I'm
true.
Concerned. Actually, I'm curious what you think, Three Stacks, because Zach was talking about his stout thickness Goldilocks zone. And how the stout he was drinking was too thin. And I was like, I've never had a stout that's too thick.
I can imagine how you could have a stout that's too thick, but I like nitros. So I feel like I'm not the target audience for a max cap on stout thickness.
Yeah.
I think, is thickness like the same as viscosity? Because I don't like when things get like syrupy, but I don't know if that's the same.
Yes. I think those are the same thing.
Okay. Then yes, I have a limit.
I mean, like, if I was drinking Hershey syrup, I would say this beer is too thick. But I've never had a beer too thick for myself. But he points out that he thinks that it's because other problems would show themselves first. Like with a super thick, super sweet dessert stout, you would call it too sweet before you call it too thick. And you get with that sweetness, you kind of get your head blown clean off and you kind of don't notice the thickness, which I think is an interesting point. He says, make this your next project. Does he think I'm still homebrewing? It's been a decade?
It's been a long time. I've brewed in the house once.
He recommends brewing a, quote, barrel-aged, unbelievably spicy syrup. But the nicest thing about that is, you know, ratchet that shit up to 17%. No one will notice.
I barrel-aged spicy, I have no problem with that. Like, that's what barrel-agedness is kind of for, not crazy IPAs like I had last week.
Right.
I feel like my instinct to make this my next project is just to get a stout and just reduce it down and like pull samples at various viscosities.
Reduce it down like ice beer style or like on the stove?
Like on the stove.
Ugh.
Oh, like you're making a sauce.
Yeah. Ugh. And just see at what point it becomes.
Well, the issue then is you have to get it cold enough that it's
Cold.
Also, you probably cook off the CO2 immediately, so then you have to judge, does it suck because it's thick or does it suck because it's flat?
Well, then you just put it, you guys got one of those soda streams, you just run it through the soda stream real quick.
Can you put beer through a soda
stream? I have no idea.
Can you put extremely viscous beer through a soda stream?
You could probably do it once.
I mean, you can do it and then never use the soda stream again.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I think also they make stuff that you can, like, put in fluids to make them thick for people who can't drink
like
regular viscosity stuff. So you can just like put that for like medical reasons.
What would that be, like cornstarch or something?
I don't know what it is.
Why would you have to make it thicker?
Because some people like people with certain types of swallowing issues can't drink like plain water. They can only have thickened liquids.
Huh.
Is the term.
Huh. Learn something new every day.
She finally makes a point, and you're like, what the fuck are you talking about, idiot?
I didn't see her researching it, so I had to check the veracity.
I've worked at a medical-adjacent company for over a decade.
I don't think that's true. The paying attention part, probably, but...
Back to the Lord. He's, by contrast, he has had IPAs that are too thick, and I think that's, you know, for sure.
Yeah.
He makes an interesting observation here. I'm just going to read verbatim. The way we've reinvented malt liquor for white people as super sweet IPAs in big shitty cans instead of cool bottles leads to a lot of gas station garbage where the beer that clearly should have been fermented dry to 12% is instead a 9% sludge. And I feel like that's beer criticism and gentrification there, maybe, in the same sentiment.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I get what he's driving at, but I feel like malt liquor for white people is more like White Claw.
Well, I think it's probably just specific malt liquors.
Okay.
I think there are blacker and whiter malt liquors.
Hey, you said it, man.
I sure did. I talked about being fooled by a hazy IPA a while back, and he told us about a Lagunitas six-pack that says West Coast Clarity on the box, but he missed right under that where it said East Coast Flavor. He said it's the worst beer they make, and it wasn't clear at all. I refuse to believe anyone likes this burnt, chewy orange juice. Brutal. Chapter 2, Genital Things.
Nice, here we go.
Do you know what Fisher King is?
The Fisher King?
Yeah.
So the Fisher King, I believe, is part of the Arthurian legend.
Okay. Well, you were a history major, and she was a classics major, so why don't you tell me what the fuck this is? Because he makes an allusion to it, and I don't know what he's talking about.
Stacks back on the phone. I'm pretty sure the Fisher King is part of the Arthurian legend. There was also a politician called the Fisher King. I think he was the governor of Louisiana. But anyway.
We're going to move on. We're going to come back to this at the end of the chapter. Okay. Instead of the first thing, it's going to wrap up the chapter.
Okay.
As far as adult theater sting operations go, research indicates there are two flavors, which is undercover entrapment.
Yep.
And the lights on, we saw your penis raid that you were talking about.
That's crazy.
Sounds like the Paul Rubens thing was the first one.
Yeah, it was the first one.
And I don't know what Fred Willard got doing.
I think the lights on, we saw your penis is so funny. It's so funny. I don't know. It's just like that's a reflex test at that point.
Well, apparently some theaters have buzzers on the door to give you time to put it away before. And now this is a great turn of phrase. Before the flash banging exposes the self banging. So that's kind of cool. Like the theaters are in on it, and they're for your protection.
Well, of course they are.
I would like to think that the button isn't just a buzzer; it's a buzzer, and it switches it from porn to like the news or something. Why are you storming in on us? We're just watching the news.
Then it's weirder if you haven't gotten it back in your pants.
I guess it depends on do we got a Anderson Cooper on there or something? So we got something good.
Hell yeah!
Little something to look at.
Blitz myself to Wolf.
Tap me, Jake.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's all right.
He goes on to say the community seems to be mostly self-policing. So patron on patron violence in that regard is not common. He also asks if I've been to that bar that shows porn in Madison. Excellent breakfast, awful experience. I haven't, but I might know what he's talking about.
It just is on?
If I recall correctly, I'm going to sound insane.
Okay.
I was talking to my friend's grandma, and she was talking about her boyfriend, who likes the event Legs and Eggs, where you go to this bar and they put porn on while you eat breakfast.
What the
And apparently...
Is this the friend's grandma that I think it is? Because that tracks.
I don't know who you're thinking. I only know who I am.
Why would that – I don't understand that.
Maybe it's like a camaraderie thing. I assume that it's like an older clientele that doesn't know
– I guess.
Doesn't know how to use the internet. You pulled up a picture of the grandmother.
Yeah.
yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
I just – like I don't
– I'm glad we have the same thought when it comes to horny grandmas.
Naked grandma. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I'm too objective oriented, you know? Like, if I can't whack off to the pornog, what's the point of it being on?
I mean, that's kind of where I'm at with, like, you know, strip clubs too.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you, Samuel.
What is the end goal to like have a really intense boner that you can't do anything with?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it.
I've never been. Maybe they're super fun, but I kind of doubt it.
I guess I do. I am curious about the buffet.
I think that might be another loss leader situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We're wrapping things up with the tale of the Fisher King.
Oh, I mean, according to Wikipedia, he's the last in the long line of British kings tasked with guarding the Holy Grail. The Fisher King is both the protector and physical embodiment of his lands, but a wound renders him impotent and his kingdom barren.
Okay.
I was right.
I think maybe there's not enough context in that synopsis, or Tim is confused. He says there's something very Fisher King about Tyler's groin injury while he's trying to put that guy in jail.
I mean, I think the implication is that he's trying to get that guy put in jail so that guy can't jerk it anymore, but Tyler also can't jerk it, what with the groin injury.
Yeah, and how is that Fisher King? Did I not understand that story well?
Because the irony is the Fisher King is supposed to be protecting the lands, which are always a metaphor for sperm.
Oh, I guess that's the piece of the puzzle that I didn't have.
Yeah.
100% of the time.
Land is sperm?
I mean, like, the crops and the yield, it's all about being fruitful, both in a...
These loins, baby!
Yeah.
Great. Chapter 3, Things Neither Beer Nor Genital. He asked me if I've smoked any more drinks. He says every smoked cocktail he's had tastes like nuts. Not
testicles or like peanuts?
I think he means nuts, legumes, that sort of thing. But,
okay, all right.
He doesn't specify.
Nuts and legumes are different things.
Right, but like...
See, this is the kind of...
It's a legume.
This is the three stacks action I want.
But he might be referring to the nut that's a legume.
I guess.
Great.
There's no way to know, but saying nuts legumes is like a stupid... Most nuts.
I think you said nuts and legumes, did he not?
Least important part of this.
Okay. I'm the loser here.
I've not smoked more drinks, but I should. It just doesn't occur to me. He complimented your Tim Rothpole. Don't know what he's talking about. He only watched the entirety of Lie to Me in its original run. Also watched season one again last year. It's not great. Real heads know that the best Roth vehicle is, in fact, Bergman Island. That could have been a fucking Mad Lib, for all I know. I don't know what he's talking about at all.
I'm tracking, but I'm not – I didn't actually watch – really the only Tim Roth stuff I really know is, like, the Tarantino Tim Roth stuff. He's in Reservoir Dogs. He's in Pulp Fiction.
Who's he in Reservoir Dogs?
In Reservoir Dogs, he's Orange? Like, he's the, I don't know, he's like the quote unquote good guy.
Yeah, that's Orange.
Yeah, that's him.
The cop, you mean?
Yeah, the cop, yeah. And then he...
Spoilers? No, not even spoilers.
Whatever. In Pulp Fiction, he and the lady are trying to rob Samuel Jackson with the bat.
He's not Honey Bunny, he's the other.
Right, exactly, yes, exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess those are the movies that I like him in.
Right.
I know both of those, and I like them a lot.
Uh-huh.
He also, a big vote of confidence in my ability to make quality risotto. He says if I make it once a week for like 3 months and do continuous conscious experimentation. But he also recommends that I could just make a punch and throw it away. And he specifically says Tyler will hate this idea.
I was just about to say, yeah.
Also, wrap it up here with the last thing. It was incredible to hear someone experience a real twist ending to the mediocre movie The Prestige 20 years late. Wow. There are three of us. Or maybe only two. Maybe Zach's back on the other side.
I don't know.
Also great to hear Zach confuse The Illusionist with Now You See Me.
Oh, yeah, that's the bank heist one. I knew The Illusionist wasn't about... Anyway.
I think it's likely he hasn't seen that movie.
Yeah. The Illusionist is, like, about, like, the fin de sec era. It's, like, the 1800s going into the 1900s and magicians and shit. But anyway, I was completely bamboozled by The Prestige.
Yeah. Should I see the Illusionist? I like Edward Norton a lot.
I remember liking it, but clearly I was confused, so you can't take my word for it.
Well, that's it for Tim. Oh, he also says, great work, gang. Congrats on 600. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Thank you, Tim. That was, thank you, Tim.
When I needed you most, you're there for me. Yeah. Ain't that always the way?
That's good. That's fun. Let's go to another article then. Speaking of, you know, always needing things, you always need a beer, right? So from CNN.com, just enough to get through. Brewery selling crate of 1,461 beers to help Canadians survive the next 4 years. Moosehead is selling the presidential pack. It's a pallet, essentially, of, you know, 1,461 beers. Because of all the whack tariff stuff going on with the U.S. and Canada.
It is whack that they keep tariffing us.
What?
Canada's tariffing us. It's fucking whack, man.
I don't think that's... Is this the hard right turn you've been talking about?
It's supposed to be lucrative.
It's what I hear.
Look at Joe Rogan. He's doing great.
Yes, his big bald head.
Looks great.
Yep, definitely. He definitely doesn't look like somebody shot my penis with roids. what was I going to say? You heard about how Canadian liquor stores were taking Jack Daniels off the shelves?
Yeah, Jack Daniels was pissed.
They were pissed. They were so pissed. So good. So funny. Three Stacks, big eyes. What's up? You gonna say something?
Something else happened on my computer, and she.
Something else flashed. Was it Meat Spin this time?
I thought I hit something on the soundboard that somehow broke the internet.
No, it just was CNN.com being like, ads. Am I right? And I was like, shut up, you.
Got him. It's about $2,400 USD. It's a little more. I actually went to the website. It's like. $2,460 some odd, but in any case, it's a lot.
Yes. And is the idea that since his term already started, that you're going to double up on some of these, I guess? If the conceit is it's one a day for the term?
I guess. I'm not a math guy.
Right? Hold on. I got to
double check
this.
I pulled out a calculator. It is... 365 times 4 is 1,460. And I guess there will be a leap year in there. So
every administration has one. Because that's how they work.
I guess. Well, what about true. The but not?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's every 4 years, except every 100 years, except every 500 years or something.
Something like that. Yeah, we talked about that in History of Math, actually. Wild. I think probably 2100 will be the next.
Thanks a lot, the sun.
Yeah, get it together, nerd.
Yeah. What's the intelligent design argument for that?
Leap years?
Yeah.
Well, I think probably a lot of intelligent design people would don't have a heliocentric idea of the solar system to begin with, so it's kind of a moot point there.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But you'd think the big man would just like make things like even.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like how when you ran the D&D campaign, you were like, this is how months and days and stuff.
Oh, work. Yeah.
Everything lined up really cleanly.
Yeah.
Like it's like, I forget, it's 10-day weeks, 30-day months, 4 months a year, and just that's what a year is.
Yep.
And then you don't have to think about it. Yeah. Exactly. No. If there were a god, they probably would do something. I mean, something better than that, obviously, because you're an idiot, but something on that lane.
One would think, but it's ineffable. I simply cannot F it.
It's inscrutable. I simply cannot screw it.
It cannot be screwed. Yeah. Oh, it does say right here.
Make that joke to a real person's face.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
I guess it does say right here that it was a beer a day for the full presidential term. It was like the third sentence or something. But anyway.
Oh, it's almost like reading the articles.
Whoa. Hey, see? Getting feisty when you don't read the article, huh?
Man, I like it better when she's mean to you instead of me.
Yeah.
And now, what is their plan for when he obviously doesn't step down in 2028.
I don't know. My question is, how long can you buy this for? Like, could I buy this on the last day of his term? Like, I don't know why I would, but...
There's no way. There's, I mean, they're you know, they're going to make 200 units and sell them out and be like, we got them. We went on.
Yeah. Okay, fine, Mr. No Fun.
Yeah, you definitely could the last... And it would be, like, a super funny prank, because then it'd be like, I'm going to do it for the whole J.D. Vance administration instead. J.D. Vance, terrible example.
There's not going to be another administration, like you were implying, when he doesn't step down.
Well, see. It wouldn't surprise me if they'd go shadow government instead with a figurehead. Which I guess then maybe it is J.D. Vance.
What about Knuckles government?
I don't know what you mean. Oh, we're doing hedgehogs. Got it.
Yep.
Is it Knuckles and Echidna?
Yes. Yeah. Tyler's struggling like he doesn't know. The answer's yes.
I wouldn't have been able to tell you that. I never actually played that much Sonic. I played a little bit of Sonic with Matt Fox on an old Sega Genesis he had, and then he moved to Florida, and I no longer played... No, Georgia, and I no longer played Sonic.
Yeah, I only ever played Sonic at my cousin's house.
Yeah. That's a real cousin game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout outs, Nate.
What's he up to?
He's a lawyer, right?
Cool. He's a lawyer.
Why am I asking you? He's my cousin.
Prince of Persia, I played at my cousin's house.
Oh, man. Prince of Persia Sands of Time was so good.
Yeah, I think that was the one. I don't know.
PS2?
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Man, I should play that again. That probably didn't age. Whatever. Yeah, I would not buy this because it's too much beer for one purchase.
It's... I don't know where I would store it. It's literally like a pallet crate of beer.
Yeah, it's only worth doing if it's like a tantamount to a subscription service where mm-hmm. it's you pay an upfront fee
right.
and you come get a rack a month till
yeah.
it runs out. Like that. But that's not fun. And the article is supposed to be fun. So whatever.
That's true. I don't
Speaking
know.
Speaking of fun, what you been up to, champ?
Fuck. This came out of nowhere. I don't know. I feel like I had something to say, but I didn't like write it down or anything. Like a real wiener. Like a real Anthony Wiener.
How do you think that guy's doing? He's probably on Cameo.
Probably fine. He's probably fine. You think he just shows his wiener to people on Cameo?
If they ask.
Requested? Do you think that's like the most requested thing he gets?
Well, if it is, then he should be on OnlyFans instead.
Oh, that's so true. He should absolutely have an OnlyFans.
I really doubt there's an Anthony Wiener on OnlyFans, but I bet you there are Anthony Wiener, like, not lookalikes exactly.
Dickalikes.
Basically, like, dudes trying to be him. I'm sure that every celebrity.
Cosplayers?
I'm sure there are people who capitalize on looking sort of like famous people.
Yeah.
And just name themselves that name spelled wrong.
Right.
And stack paper.
Anthony Wiener. Nobody's going to notice that.
Or swap the E and the I and Wiener. Honestly, gun to my head, couldn't tell you which is right.
Anthony Wiener's not hot at all. That guy's just going to complain the whole time.
Sure.
two E's.
Yeah. And so just to be clear, your content was Anthony Wiener and his penis?
I guess. I don't know. I don't remember how we got there.
Look it up, Three Sacks.
I'm not going to look it up. I've been told I'm not allowed to look things up, so I won't.
Good.
And that's
great.
The only reason.
That's great. Becca, what have I been up to?
I don't know.
Okay, I feel like something amusing happened to me. Did it not? Guess not.
Anything with your balls or the court case?
Didn't I talk about the court case? Did I not talk about the court case? So I went to court. What?
That's not fun.
It's not fun, but we're going to talk about it. Okay. So I went to – I thought I we wrapped this up, but I went to court and I had to be there at like 8 in the morning, and I didn't even get to see any proceedings. It sucked. The whole thing sucked so much ass. They just took all of... Yeah.
Wait, so this is... You went back? Because I had heard about you going to, like, prove you would go. Is this a different thing?
No, no, no. Isn't that the end where I told you that he... Like, I went and they were like, he was just peeing. And I was like, no, he wasn't.
Oh, no. You didn't tell me that part.
Oh, no. So what happened is... I only went to court once. The people called me up and they were like, hey, you have to come to court. And I think that's the last time I updated you.
Oh, okay.
But then I went there and I had to get there early in the morning and I didn't get to see anything cool. They just put all the people who were like testifying or whatever in one big room where we just had to sit for a while. And so I was there for like 2 hours and then like the prosecutor came and was coming in and like talking to everybody individually. And she came up to me and was like, yeah, no, the defense is saying that he's got like a prostate issue and he was just like trying to pee or something like that.
Milking the prostate issue.
Isn't that also not legal?
That is correct, Three Stacks.
Would it be a different charge?
Yes, it would.
Would it be a lower charge?
Probably.
Okay, so that's probably what they were gunning for.
Would it still put him on a list? Because I feel like it should still put you on a list.
I don't know. I think they were hoping that I'd just be like, oh, he was peeing? Never mind. But he definitely wasn't. Because, like, the first thing he did when he pulled in was go to the porta potty that was, like, right next to me. So he would have just peed in there if that's what he was doing.
Man, I can't put myself in this headspace. Because he could have jerked off of there. I mean, I'm sure it smells terrible and you don't want to spend that much time in there, but, like...
He could have jerked off in his car if he wanted to jerk off somewhere where no one was going to see him.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So I was like, no, he was definitely not peeing.
Did he see like a super nasty squirrel or something?
Oh, like a down squirrel?
Right, right.
Like a squirrel with big naturals?
Right. And he was like, you like nuts, check out these nuts.
I don't know. That's a possibility. I guess anything is possible.
That didn't come up during
cross-examination. No. So I was like, well, I will testify that that's not what was happening. And they were like, okay, we'll tell the defense that like we're gonna have to go to like the trial or whatever. And then so I sat there for like another 2 hours, and they came back and they were like, actually, he took the plea. And I was like, okay, cool, and I left. So I just had to sit in a room for like 4 hours and do nothing.
Are you allowed your phone for dicking arounds on?
Yeah. I brought.
Could you have brought a Nintendo Switch?
Yeah, for sure.
Would it be considered poor form to bring a Nintendo Switch?
No, that would have been fine. Oh, that's what I was going to tell you about. That's right. So this is where it comes to.
You got a Nintendo Switch?
No.
You played Tears of the Kingdom yet?
No, I didn't get a Nintendo Switch. That would have been fine. Nobody would have had a problem with that. It was a poorly monitored group because there is this lady just talking about her issues so loud for the entire 4 hours. And I wanted to kill myself. It was so irritating.
So, and it's just that she was annoying, not that she was doing something illegal. I thought you were saying like she was talking about a case or something.
She was. She was talking about the reason she was there, but like she was like going after somebody else. You know what I mean? Like she was testifying against somebody else, and she was like talking about it. And she's like, yeah, you know, like. I knew, like, he would do drugs, so, like, when he came in, like, angry, I was just like, oh, you know, he's just high again. It's not that big of a deal. But then he, like, ripped my screen door off, and so I want him to pay for the – actually, no, never mind. That's not what I'm bringing him to court for. That was a different time. And I was like, oh, my – Jesus Christ, lady. And it was just, like, all of that for, like, 4 hours to nobody in particular.
So what – no one was egging her on?
The lady next to her was occasionally engaging with her.
That's how
they get you. Yeah, it was horrible.
That's why I make sure I already have headphones on when I board a plane.
Mm.
Even if there's nothing coming through them, I don't get a, hey, how you doing? Because that, hey, how you doing just means you're going to be my entertainment for the next 3 hours. So get ready
for
that.
Sam, you are just like a girl on the subway, aren't you?
I do not know. Is this a subway thing? Do girls on the subway put on headphones so dudes don't hit on them?
Yeah.
That's smart. Yeah. Smart thinking.
Yeah.
That's a better reason than my reason. My reason is still good.
Yeah.
Well, my reason might work. Women on the subway, less so from my understanding. I've never lived in a place that had a subway.
How many times have you been on the subway, Three Stacks?
Literally none.
None. Zero times. Samuel, how many times have you been on the subway?
Well, how are we defining subway? Like, not, we're not specifically saying New York subway.
No, no. Any underground transportation.
Yeah. I mean, DC Metro a bunch of times.
There you go. Yeah.
Basically, every time I saw a Caps game.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Gotta get the Shady Grove into, shit, what was it? Chinatown.
How could you forget that?
Yeah, Jake, how could you forget that? It's Chinatown. And then I think I took it in Chicago when I visited Rainer. But that, well, no, that was the L. I took the L with him.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Specifically the opposite of a subway.
It's an up way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The L, I believe, stands for elevated.
Elevated, yeah. No. I think it's not elevated the whole time, though. And there was a part where it was dark. And I was like, are we underground? And he was like, I don't think so. But I still don't know. Oh, yeah. No, wait. Hold on. We took a subway together. We took BART.
Is BART underground?
I thought so.
BART is underground, for sure.
I thought BART was just, like, ground level.
It was just, like, airport to sort of near the hotel. But we took it.
Bus stop at a mall.
That's right.
And then we got a rental car because we were like, that was an unpleasant experience.
Yeah, that sucked. But it was the bus part that sucked, not the train part that sucked, if I recall correctly. That was for Sam and Nikki's wedding. And that train ride is when we learned that the offer we put in on this very house was accepted.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah.
You have been on a subway. I remembered something for once.
Well,
I'm the winner.
In my defense, I didn't realize that was underground. I think also one of the times we went to visit your parents, we flew into Reagan and we had to go on what might have been a subway because they didn't want to park near Reagan. So we took a some sort of train.
I think that was a tram-ish. I don't remember.
You said
some of that tram-ish.
Because I think that's like the end of, that's where we got off.
Shady Grove, the end of the red line.
Yeah. I think that was
end of the line.
As far as we could go, and then we got in a car, and then we maybe went to a Wendy's.
Maybe.
It occurs to me, square ass hamburgers.
My understanding of the red line is probably not accurate anymore.
Probably
doesn't end at Shady Grove.
I would doubt it.
Expanded it or something.
Or something indeed.
Who cares? And I don't live there.
That something is our next article. It's from enews.com, which has the wonderful, or not enews, excuse me, it's Entertainment Weekly. But I love that their URL is ew.com. That's very funny to me. This one is Jennifer Coolidge recalls dressing up as her friend's mom to buy beer when she was 12, which is wild.
It makes me wonder if it was a situation where she was really pulling it off or the clerk didn't give a shit.
Yeah, that's also true. She was with her friend. She pretended to be her friend's mom because they were in her room and found like a wig and glasses and coat, and so she put that on and then went and bought beer at some store when she was 12, which is pretty crazy.
Well, she is a talented actress. Maybe that came into play.
That's true. You're right. I don't think I ever bought beer, like went into a place underage to like get beer. Like I never had a fake ID or anything like that. And I don't think I ever just tried to like bluff it, you know?
Well, in college we always had like somebody, kids and older people to buy us stuff.
Exactly.
And you were drinking in high school, so you probably had a hook up there too.
I did.
Yeah. I had one experience with a fake ID.
Yeah.
It was the stupidest shit in the world. Coincidentally, in D.C. So, remember Chaz?
Yeah.
Chaz, younger than us. Chaz had a fake ID. And it said he was from Texas. And apparently, one time he brought it into a liquor store. And the guy took it from him and looked at him and said, what's the capital of Texas? And he said Houston. And the guy said, get the fuck out of here. Just... Sorry, Small, you don't know Chaz, but that's some Chaz-ass shit. That's
hilarious.
but for some fucking reason, he lent me his fake. Like, I don't look very much like him. Like,
no, you don't.
A couple of white boys. I might have been clean-shaven at the time, which makes us a little closer.
It would look better. Clean-shaven, short hair, maybe, but still.
Honestly, the beard might help, because I might be able to say, yeah, I just grew out.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's why I don't look a fucking thing like this.
Right, right.
And we, I was with the Adamsons, and we were trying to get into a bar in D.C.
Yeah.
And it was a long line that, you know, checking everyone's ID, and I have this fake that's not even my fake. It's a step fake.
Right.
There was a thing where the guy, like someone three ahead of me, the guy checking the IDs had to like turn to his shoulder to talk to his guy, and I did a fucking spin move past the bouncers and scooched in. It was like, I think I have a better chance trying to sneak in than flash this. But then you're supposed to get like an armband or whatever, so I didn't have an armband, so I had to like hide while the Adamsons went and got beer and brought the beer to me.
Right.
That bar fucking sucked.
Oh, yeah.
But it was thrilling.
That's fun. Yeah, the only time I really ever snuck into a bar, I was also with the Adamsons. One time we went there with the sports bar. We went to the sports bar with, was it the basketball team?
Oh, the women's basketball team.
Yeah, of course the women's basketball team. And so they weren't checking IDs because a whole bunch of ladies were coming in. So I snuck in with them.
I think, if I recall correctly, this might be wrong, I think there were a few of us underage dudes.
Yeah.
And I think Nikki went in with a guy on her arm.
Yeah.
Like Chance or something.
Yeah.
And then came back out and then went in with you on her arm.
Right.
Like just I'm hot, so he's allowed.
Exactly. Type of a thing. Exactly.
And she double dipped on that. That was great.
It worked. And then the other time we were going out with them, and it was like just a couple days before our birthdays, Samuel. And the guy was like, can I see your ID? And I just gave it to him. And he was like, don't be an asshole, and then let me in. And I was like, okay.
I love that. I love don't be an asshole.
Yep.
Because, like, he could have pretended not to notice.
Yep.
I like don't be an asshole because it's like it's a little disrespectful. That you're doing that,
yep.
And he's clocking that, but also he doesn't want to make it a whole thing.
Yep.
Don't be an asshole's perfect for that.
Yeah.
You haven't beaten me. I've let you win.
Oh, absolutely. And I was like, okay, I won't. Don't worry.
And you probably were.
I absolutely was. I remember specifically getting on the stage and doing something to the sound equipment.
What? Where was this? Oh, no. Was I there?
Yeah, you were there, I'm pretty sure.
What bar was this? I don't remember this at all.
It wasn't the sports bar. It was some other fucking bar. I don't remember.
And you fucked with equipment?
Like, not the DJ's equipment, but, like, one of the, like, what are they called? The big boxes that make the noise.
Speakers?
Yeah, the speakers.
Christ, Tyler.
I don't remember. I don't think I meant to, but I think I, like, knocked it over, like, something or whatever.
Three Sex, you ever sneak in any bars?
What do you think, Samuel?
I know the names. No.
I don't think Three Sex ever had the desire to sneak into any bars.
I did not.
Yeah.
Did you?
I went to frat parties and just didn't drink.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That's
the only thing worse than going to a frat party is
Yeah.
Miserable.
I think for like 2 years, I just went to frat parties sober.
Jesus Christ.
One.
Did you? You must have done some sub 21 drinking when you were abroad.
Yeah, I drank when I was in Ireland, but it was legal when I was in Ireland. And then I turned 21 before I came back, so I didn't have to worry about it.
I can't imagine going to like SAE and not being completely blasted out of my skull. Like, what a nightmare that would have been sober.
I mean, they were often nightmares.
That's even what I'm saying.
At it the was perfect horrible. Level of drunk.
It was absolutely sticky and miserable down there, and I was wasted.
I mean, to be fair, I mostly only went to the nerd frat that until...
Delta Tau Delta, at least at ours.
Acacia. Yeah.
Okay.
That until they tried to just, like, expand very quickly so they could get a bigger house, you know... It was gross, but it wasn't nearly as gross as most of them.
Hmm.
I went to a couple frats, and some of them were real bad, and I didn't want to go. And Acacia was fine. It was weird because it was just like in a living room. Like they didn't have a sticky basement to go in. They just had a sticky living room.
It feels a little bit to me like the sci-fi parties that
big time. Yeah.
That was did I ever tell you about this?
You have a sweatshirt, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was talking.
You have to explain it to me.
I was talking about our parties. We always had large common areas because of our living situations.
Yeah. I don't know. It was fine. And then I went to Sig Pie, which felt safe, and then they got shut down because a dude died.
How'd he die?
Alcohol poisoning, I assume.
Hypothermia.
Whoa! He got so drunk he passed out outside?
So they rented out for their formal every year, they would rent out like some cabins up in northern Illinois.
Oh,
and people would just like bounce between them. And it was there was a freshman. So this would have been like 3 months into the year. This dude who was like pledging this fraternity was apparently walking between the cabins in the middle of the night, like along with everyone else, and just no one realized that he wasn't in any of the cabins at the end of the night, and they found him the next morning like half submerged in a river.
Fuck.
Yeah, it was rough.
That's wild. I don't know why I'm laughing.
On the Frisbee team.
Well, on that cheery note,
yeah.
I know, I don't know why I'm laughing, but my God, that's really...
No, it was insane. That was, I was abroad when it happened.
You're abroad now, Three Stacks.
He's just trying to make any joke he can. Speaking of upsetting things, tell us about your beer.
As a reminder, I had Microphone Brewing's Drunken Lullaby. This beer, I feel like as I've been drinking it, I've been able to ignore what it is. It's one of those beers where, like,
that's what you want,
the aftertaste
right?
is in your mouth and you're like, I'm drinking a coffee stout. Delightful. And then every time you take a sip, you're like, what? What is this?
I feel like it would be substantially better with my eyes closed. Just it being green and tasting the way it tastes, it's so fucking strange.
Yeah, if you don't look at it, it's pretty good. If you want a green beer, I bet it's better than, you know, food coloring in a PBR.
Bud Light or whatever.
Yeah. But it's very weird, and I'm not sure why it exists, and I don't know what I thought Irish Milkshake IPA would be.
It being an IPA is a crime. It should be, like, I understand why they didn't want to make it a stout, because they wanted to make it green.
Right.
Make it an Imperial Ale. I know we've talked a bunch of shit about Imperial
fair,
Ales.
That's
Imperial
fair.
Ale, or an Imperial Golden Ale. It doesn't actually have to be golden. Just
that's
make an
true.
Imperial Golden Ale. And put some mint in this, you guys. You're doing a fucking Shamrock Shake. Do a fucking Shamrock Shake.
I don't think it is a Shamrock Shake. I think it's an Irish coffee. I mean, they could have done a white stout. There were other options. It's not super hoppy, honestly. As it's warmed up, like, it's kind of mellowed into a coffee milkshakey, slightly bitter thing. I feel like it would have been better as if it had a little more malt
it's
to it.
It's just a Frankenstein's monster of beers over there.
It's a weird experience, but I didn't dislike the experience overall. It was baffling. I feel like I've been on a journey. I'm going to give it a 7.1 and recommend it to anyone who wants to drink a green beer for St. Patrick's Day, but not just drink swill that's dyed green.
A 7.1 is a baffling rating. A baffling rating.
I mean, like, I would drink it again.
It gets you a 7.1?
I drink it out of the can, so I don't have to look at it.
Bizarre.
I think if I drank it out of the can, I would never have thought anything weird about this beer. I would have just been like, huh.
Can I ask you a quick question about this beer?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
You know, I think I do.
Okay.
I like the aftertaste of it, at least. And most of the experience of drinking a beer is, like, the taste it leaves in your mouth. And it tastes like a coffee stout when you're not actively drinking it. And I like a coffee stout. So maybe that's just, you know, me being wrong about stuff. But
just, you seem like you didn't like it. And then you gave it a 7.1.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird and confusing. And I gotta give it props for that. I probably am giving it an extra point because it's green and they just went hard. They had a they made a choice and they went with it.
Yeah, they did. They sure did. All right, you know what, Three Stacks? You know your mind, I guess. I had Black Hog Brewing's Choosy Mom's Imperial Stout with Peanut Butter, 10% ABV. And I maintain that this tasted like peanut butter cereal, which is pretty good. Very, very roasty. I would say it tastes more like a roasted or a boiled peanut than it does like peanut butter necessarily. But that's splitting hairs. That's splitting hairs. It was very tasty. I enjoyed it. 10%, you know, can't be mad at that. I'm going to give it a 7.7 and recommend it to, moms like you, I think, is who I'd recommend it to.
Gun to my head, couldn't tell you what brand of peanut butter you buy.
It is Jif.
It is Jif.
Yeah. Moms except for like the time when Jif had salmonella and then we bought Skippy for a few months.
Right.
Yeah. Sam.
I keep telling her to buy Peter Pan. She won't do it.
You've never once told me to buy Peter Pan.
No, I'm not actually sure.
I'm
not sure I've actually ever had Peter Pan. I probably have, but I had even more straight out of the Marshmallow Laboratory. And this is like perhaps the platonic ideal of a milkshake IPA because it has its IPA-ness, especially like the fruit forward element.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it has the thickness, which like I don't really like, but you're supposed to have for a milkshake IPA, and a little bit of sweetness, but not a crazy amount. And at 10.2, that's a lot more than you usually see with this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give this an actual 7.1
for
a good
beer. Yeah.
I'd recommend this to people who like good beers.
I would try this because I'm very confused by it, but I would definitely try it if I saw it. Do you know what you're drinking next week?
Oh, man, we just bought a bunch. What should I have next week? By we bought a bunch, you know that I mean she bought a bunch.
Yeah.
So we already talked about that.
You should have that pumpkin beer. That extremely out-of-season pumpkin beer you stole from me.
I did a tactical thing because I saw that what was left was a few things, and among them, this pumpkin beer that sounded interesting, and a rye IPA, and a pickle beer. And I prefer pickle beers and rye IPAs, but I was like, she's not going to pick this. So I picked the pumpkin one because I knew that she probably would. Oh, one of my children is down here. We'll be up soon, buddy. Okay?
Do you want to sit on Dad's lap for a minute?
Okay, come on down. Wrap it up. We'll see if you can finish before she gets to my lap.
All right. Three Stacks, I was really glad to see your eyes this episode. I thought that was very good. Let's keep that rolling. Samuel, wonderful as always. Everybody out there, if you want to tell us about, I don't know, what kind of peanut butter you like, I guess. That's not good. That's nothing. But anyway, you can email us at BrewsDayTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at BrewsDayTuesday.com, or you can blue sky us at BrewsDayTuesday. All the best to keep you down. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy. Forget about everything. This one's on me. Got what you need. And take your medicine. Want to say bye?
Bye.
Don't know if that got picked up.
Why are you down here, buddy?
Because I was trying to
see. Because you were trying to see us? You like us better than TV? Well, you
were
simply
confused.
You're
in bed watching a movie. You want to push a button?
Maybe. So
wet, frothy nut.
Which do you like better, Tyler?
Libtard?
Or?
Libtards.
I mean, I feel like you need both. You need the inflection going up and down.
Well, one is libtard and one is libtards. So.
Oh, it's depending on how many of them there are.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, kid. One more button press and then let's head upstairs, okay?
Okay.
I hate Jimmy Fallon so much.